Welcome everyone to Mission Daily. If you're here, then you know what's up. I'm Chad.
This is Stephanie.
And we are here with a daily podcast for you. If you're looking to level up your health, wealth, wisdom, maybe discover the secrets of the universe, you're in the right spot. Hit subscribe and subscribe over at mission.org to our weekly newsletter. It's for executives, it's for entrepreneurs, and people looking to change the world. If you'd like to learn more about working with us, head over to mission.org/studios or click the link to work with us in the show notes. We'll hear from you soon. Let's jump into the show. Steph, if you would have sent $1,000 in Bitcoin to Bill Gates like I told you to.
You actually did tell.
We only had 30 minutes. I really don't want to hear it.
You actually did tell me to.
We wouldn't be in this position. And we would probably have $1,000 more Bitcoin.
We would have doubled our Bitcoin.
I've heard the news.
Did you see the tweet? I sent you the Wendy's one.
No.
Ooh. What? Do you follow Wendy's on Twitter?
I don't. No.
Oh my gosh. They're seriously the best. Let me pull it up for you. I feel like I should make a noise while waiting. So.
That's a spindrift, if anyone is wondering.
That's loud. Their account,
delicious, no sugar,
says, "We are giving back to the Twitter community. All tweets sent to the address below will be sent back doubled. If you tweet under this tweet, we'll tweet back twice. Only doing this for 30 minutes. Send tweet to Dave444Spicy245Nuggets10piece.
Pretty funny.
Ah, that's great. Anyways, crazy day, huh? A hacker kind of day.
Yeah, it's a hacker kind of day. I don't want to date the episode, but I guess we already did. To everyone listening, we're excited to have you back. We have our phone number, which is out there. You heard it at the top of the episode. And Mission Daily is about serving you. But when you don't text us.
Have we gotten a text yet? Come on.
Yeah, we're starting to get messages.
I hope they're nice.
Yeah, I know. They're interesting. They're nice.
They're
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're really all of the above. And That's 833-308-0863. So text us. Let us know what's up and we will get back to you. Let me rephrase that. I will get back to you. Steph will laugh about it. I will filter out these messages.
And I do get nervous. Talk to you soon. I get nervous about texts. Like when you're saying the number, I kind of just want to be like, blah, 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 blah. Like blur it.
Today's a special episode. You know why?
Why?
It's episode number 444.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good episode.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting number, right? A lot of people think the number has special qualities. And when you combine all of them together, it can be this kind of like sign that you're onto something. I think a lot of different like speculations and wild ideas and woo-woo stuff points to that. And so, yeah, I thought for the 444 episode, since you loved our four topics so much last time, we should do another one that I've been wanting to do for a while, which is revisiting the Four Agreements, the book by Don Miguel Ruiz. And for those of you not familiar with it, it's a great book. And last year we had on his two sons who are also teachers and their stories were really, really interesting. So the first Ruiz brother took this one kind of traditional path and followed his father and is teaching this, you know, the Four Agreements. And he's gone on to write some other books and expanded on these shamanistic teachings, basically. And the other brother struggled through a really dark period of addiction. And he got out of it by exercising these Four Agreements and kind of going back to this family tradition of fours. So yeah, let's want to run through them.
Yeah.
Cool.
We get to the first one?
Yeah. The first one is be impeccable with your word.
So important.
Always a good policy. And moreover, it's a great, great time now to make sure that your word is being communicated clearly. So obviously, you can't control this too much on Twitter or platforms like this, where they're just open for ambiguity, misinterpretation, assumption, things like that. But you're mostly communicating via one-on-one with people or via text. And so just by going that extra step of making sure your word comes across clearly in the way you intended is critical.
And I think making sure you do what you say. So there was a very, I forget who I was talking to about this. We were in maybe some, I don't know, Zoom meeting or group or something. And this guy was referencing that the CEO at his old company had a ratio, and it was called the say-do ratio. And it was basically how many times did he do what he said he was going to do. And he actually like tracked it. And
that's I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, like really cool to think, a really cool thing to think about and keep in mind, that do what you say and say what you do.
Yeah, I think that quantifying those things, those interactions, those moments of conversation, that's something I'm really interested in. We should talk more about this because I was just thinking, as we were talking about investing before this offline, you know, people do like a kind of a track record of their bets or a track record of their the bets that they want to make and things like that. And I think the same should apply to how we're setting up things and how some of the new moves that we're going to make.
That's why I think social media is so good, because you'll get called out. I've seen a couple of people get called out. There was this one company recently, I won't say their name, but they raised a huge round, like a ton of money, and they were about to launch, and they pushed their launch and they raised more money, and then they like closed down like a week later. And there was a couple of people who just like 2 weeks before that were all about this company. And then I saw people going back to that person's tweet or these people's tweet and like actually calling them out. And they were good about it. And they're like, oh man, I was so wrong. But I think it's interesting now that you can't just say whatever. And then, I mean, I guess you could delete the tweet, but it's a good accountability platform, or it can be.
For sure. And you can be impeccable with your word. That is the number one part of the four agreements.
Yep. The second one.
Number two. What is it, Steph?
Don't take anything personally. I like this one.
You just offended me.
You're so rude.
You brought up this agreement just because you knew I needed to work on it, didn't you?
That is my favorite one, though. And what was that thing I was talking about just the other day on, like, if you attribute something, if someone does something bad.
Never attribute to malice what can be attributed to ignorance.
Yeah, ignorance. I thought it was stupidity. But either way, I'm like, that is so good.
There's a whole bunch of variations of that quote.
Yeah,
it is good.
How many times does someone do something and you're like, oh, that was just done towards me, when really it's like, no, that person might just be really dumb.
Completely. Yeah, there's no reason to think that anything's personal, even if it is, if it feels like, or maybe you're even sure that it's a direct attack.
Don't take it personally.
Yeah, don't take it personally.
Yeah, because it doesn't help you. It doesn't help them. I mean, I don't know. I always have to remind myself of that.
Yeah. And you can go back to the first one, though, and be impeccable with your word if you ask them about it and say, like, hey, did you, you know, were you trying to tell me something?
Call them out.
Trying to,
all right.
Be impeccable with your word works both ways. And yeah, right. Everybody has a different dictionary for words. A lot of us have dictionaries that sync up, but because of our diverse life experiences, often different words mean very, very different things to different people. Yep. So yeah, don't take anything personally. Just relax. Pop a Spindrift.
Oh gosh. Don't tell people to relax. They might get offended. I know when you tell me that,
pretty
I'm like,
good.
Ooh. Ooh.
You really shouldn't take it personally.
You're about to get it.
You really shouldn't take it personally, though.
Relax, bro.
Which brings us to number three. Don't make assumptions. So it's tempting to think that we can read minds. I mean, after all, you did read that article about the FBI agent or the hostage negotiator telling you how to read body language and stuff. So now you
that
think
was
you're
a master
an expert.
Class, wasn't it? It always advertises to me.
There's a bunch of different things like that. Yeah. So despite all of the spy movies you've seen or whatever, you know, you can't make assumptions too profitably, or maybe you can. Maybe you're awesome at making assumptions, which you should consider making that into a profession if your assumptions are so spot on. But I know personally, it's dangerous territory. Anytime you start getting into the realm of assuming things and not getting more information and not taking things personally when you're getting more information. When you notice yourself making assumptions, you just go back to the first two agreements. It's a really, really good
when I
thought process to follow.
I was working at Google way back in the day. I was a young peanut.
Not that long ago.
I was like a year ago.
Year and a half.
Yeah. I really got a good slap in the face about not doing this, because there's so many different cultures at Google and so many different kinds of people. And I started realizing that I was either assuming I knew what someone meant or what their facial expressions meant or how they were saying something, or like, whoa, that person's like being really intense, until you start realizing like, oh no, everyone's just different. And I'm, you know, I've been from this bubble where I'm used to happy, smiley face people talking nicely, this, that, like, or just in a way that I view as nice. And once I start getting around other people, you realize how small your bubble is and how you really can't assume anything, because everywhere in the world so different, how they interact and talk and explain things and their body movements and everything so different.
Yeah.
It would take a lifetime to learn all of them.
For sure. And when we step out of our small towns or wherever we're from or our local culture, there's going to be new models, new maps that we need to figure out to navigate new territories.
Yep.
Number four.
Always do your best.
Always do your best. Doesn't mean burn yourself out. I think that's the first thing that pops into my head. The kind of like negative voice, the inner critic resistance says, that's impossible. You know, too tired, can't go on, can't keep going, need to recover. But that's not what it means. That's not what they're talking about. They're just talking about doing your best in planning, doing your best in the activity at hand, doing your best while you're resting.
And it's
just be fully your present
best.
There.
Yeah, that's it's your best. Remember, it's not comparing, you know, Chad's best versus neighbor Nancy. Like you can't compare against other people of like, oh, this is what this person can do. So my best is so far below them. It's your best. Everyone's different. Everyone has different talents. And I always like to remind myself that my best is different than your best, Chad.
Good reminders for sure. And these four agreements are powerful. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. They're really good things to remember when the going gets tough or even when the going is good, to keep it going that way. So thanks so much for listening, everybody. We enjoyed this episode with you. And text us at 833-308-0863. And we will continue to try to keep making these topics better serve you. And make sure you're subscribed to Mission Daily.
And rate and review us. We need those rating and reviews. That's how you spread the word. Tell your mom, tell your friends.
Yeah, text a friend if you want. Hit share when you're in the podcast app with Mission Daily up. Share it with a friend, share it with a loved one. And we appreciate each and every one of you. Let us know how we're doing, and we will see you soon.
See ya.
Mission Daily. Hey everyone, it's Chad, and thank you so much for listening to Mission Daily. We appreciate you subscribing, sharing the show, leaving us a rating and review. And for those of you who are interested, if you're an executive at a technology company, we want to talk with you. We work with a number of companies from Salesforce, five departments there, to companies like Splunk, Twilio, Katerra, and so many more to create original content and marketing campaigns that get results. We would love to work with you, and we like nothing more than helping large enterprises succeed.